I tend to see the lines as not being all that distinct. It's kind of hard, I think, to have a healthy body without a healthy spirit. So many of the problems that I saw in the emergency room, and part of the frustration I encountered, was the fact that when I really looked at why people were there, in many cases it really had very little to do with medicine, and much more to do with what was going on in their family life and the social life, what was happening for them spiritually as an individual. So,
and were you able to probe those personal dimensions of their lives in the doctor-patient relationship?
Sometimes. And, of course, you always have to be careful because you don't want, in a sense, the authority that you have as a physician and someone who has a significant impact on what they're doing and as they see it, their outcomes. You don't want that to become coercion or any kind of pressure. But very often when you saw people, and there was time, which was the big challenge, to find the time in a busy emergency room to sit down and explore with people what was going on in their lives and to find ways to help them and to be able to offer counsel, advice, or even when they were willing or requested it, prayer.
And was that unusual among your colleagues to try to treat the whole person?
I had a number of colleagues, I think, who were oriented in that direction. Certainly not all of them, but some who were. Again, the big challenge that I think they face, as do most people in the healthcare professions, is the press of time, the number of people that you need to see, the forms that have to be filled out, all the other things that make it difficult for you to sometimes give the patient the breadth of care that you'd like to.
What do you see as being the conditions in which healing occurs?
Well, in both areas, both in medicine and I think and in the healing of the soul, I think, one, there has to be a recognition of need. In a lot of cases, people are broken and don't know it, or they're wounded and don't know it. They think they're fine.
That denial is powerful.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say, in some cases, denial, and in other cases, what I might call ignorance. And I'm using that in a neutral sense. They simply aren't aware. Their whole view of what's normal in some ways has been skewed. So in a sense, it's not as though they had some sense that it could be better and they've repressed that. A, never known anything else. Or, in some cases, as they see it, gain a lot from sort of where they are.
So do you think we resist healing because we're so comfortable and familiar in whatever dysfunction we may find ourselves in?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you certainly, again, see this in medical situations. People don't comply well with their treatment or their medication. Some of that may reflect their suspicion of the system, but then in other cases, you really have to wonder as to whether there's kind of a secondary gain. People take care of you when you're sick. People cater to you when you're sick. The awareness that it could be better and or that it ought to be, I think, is a major step. I mean, getting people there often is the largest part of the task.